This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Michigan's governor is speaking out after an armed gunman was able to walk into Berkey Hall unopposed at Michigan State University and open fire. Monday evening shooting left three students dead and five others critically wounded.
Police revealed in a Tuesday morning press conference the shooter is 43-year-old Anthony McRae. So far, there's no connection between McRae and Michigan State University, but police are still trying to piece together a motive, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
But the truth is, words are not good enough. We must act anew.
Police said the names of the victims will be released later today. The five injured remain hospitalized. Reporting from East Lansing, Michigan, I'm Katie Lewis.
U.S. Navy crews participating in efforts to raise a Chinese spy balloon in waters off South Carolina have recovered a portion of the array from the ocean floor. A senior defense official did not say how big the payload was, but did describe it as significant in size, and that the crews got the electronics they were looking for. Eight people were injured when a man took a truck on a rampage in New York City.
62-year-old Wang Soar sped through the streets of New York City Monday in a rented U-Haul truck. It's not clear what started the driving rampage, which began in the Brooklyn neighborhood of Bay Ridge and ended near the Battery Tunnel. Police say Soar told them he wanted to die. Soar rented the truck in Florida on January 23rd and was arrested for reckless driving on his way to New York. He also has four previous arrests in Nevada, where he used to live. Seven civilians and one police officer were injured. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Americans are expected to spend nearly $26 billion on Valentine's Day this year.
The National Retail Federation estimates that shoppers will spend an average of just over $192 per person on gifts. I'm Trey Thomas.
This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Consumer Price Index was released Tuesday morning, and it shows inflation continues to go in the wrong direction. Inflation rose in January by a half a percentage point. The CPI was up 6.4% from a year ago. Both numbers were higher than expected. A very rare Harley-Davidson motorcycle sells for a lot of greenbacks.
A rare 1908 Harley-Davidson motorcycle is now the most expensive bike ever sold at auction. Mercom Auction in Las Vegas took to Facebook to share that the strap tank motorcycle sold for $935,000 on January 28th. The record-breaking bike had been restored, but is believed to be the only one of a dozen or so left in the world. I'm Julio Flores.
A national state of emergency has been declared this morning in New Zealand. Cyclone Gabriel swept away roads, inundated homes, and left roughly 250,000 people without power in New Zealand Tuesday. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins called it the most significant weather event New Zealand has ever seen this century.
A lot of families displaced, a lot of homes without power, extensive damage done across the country. It will take us a wee while to get a handle on exactly what's happened. I want to acknowledge those families that are currently functioning without power and in some cases without communications. We'll be working as quickly as we can.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. Along with, the archive of all these great interviews with these great guests that we're able, to have. It's such a blessing. And we pass this on to you. In hopes that you would own your own knowledge, okay? Forget about the 8-second sound bites and what you hear from others. Hopefully what we're sharing with you motivates you to do a deep dive into this, that you understand what's going on. I mean, the Bible tells us that, God says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And, in this information age in which we live in, it's almost inexcusable that we would purposely dumb ourselves down and not want to go deeper and find out what the facts are. I mean, particularly as it relates to climate. I mean, this climate situation, this whole agenda, green energy, has become a religion in and of itself. I mean, they want us to worship, all that is green, and the climate alarmists are in full bloom. And when I say full bloom, I don't mean F-U-L-L, I mean F-O-O-L. It is a full blooming. We're talking about the rise of superbugs, earthquakes, it's just a new Biden policy. It's like everywhere. It is so pervasive. And, these alarmists will go anywhere. I mean, there's no end to the extremes or the adjustments that they will make in order to move the goalposts and really to not be accountable for the very things that they say that they believe in. Well, Mark Morano is with us right now. He's the executive editor and chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com. Hey, Mark, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Happy to be here today.
Hey, update us on all that's going on. I mean, we just were exposed, to the State of the Union from Joe Biden. His climate agenda, continues to march on when there are other things that I think are more pressing and more alarming than what he would want us to focus on.
Well, we are witnessing right now what has been happening. First of all, the whole climate world changed in March of 2020. And what's been happening since then is the climate activists realized that after spending decades trying to get carbon taxes and cap and trade and legislation through Congress and introducing the Green New Deal, but never even scheduling it for a vote, they realized that that was not the way to go. They were just meeting with failure at every legislative hurdle. Even Democrats, when President Obama tried to pass his signature cap and trade tax, In 2009, it barely passed the House after two votes, never was even scheduled for a vote in the Senate because a whole contingent of Democrats, led by Al Franken in Minnesota, said they weren't going to support this because of what it would do to the American economy. So the climate activists, when they saw what happened with COVID lockdowns and how bypassing a democracy was just instant, you know, no legislators, everything was under emergency decree, they could just impose whatever they wanted, they praised the lockdowns, all the climate activists. And now going forward, they've made a decision, and you can see this in peer-reviewed literature, you can see it from Harvard Medical School, that they're now going to merge COVID and climate together so that now, as a public health threat, the World Health Organization has said climate is the greatest public health threat we face. Not viruses, not COVID, climate. So the idea now is everything with climate is going to be merged and become a public health issue. And that's what we've seen in the last week, which has just been, I think you used the word fool, but or whatever word you use, but it's bonkers is the word I would use. And that's what
I use instead of saying in fool when I said instead of F-U-L-L, it's F-O-O-L, you know? So the full bloom. Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
So here's what's happened. A UN report just this week, climate change contributing to the rise of superbugs. A more extreme climate will increase antimicrobial resistance and could destroy our health and food systems. That's a UN report, right? Secondly, we've had in the last week now, restrict anesthesia to save the climate. American College of Society of American Anesthesiologists had a whole meeting and a paper presentation featured on their website about how we should start worrying about the amount of anesthesia we give patients, not because it's bad for the patient or to improve patient care, but because it could be bad for the planet, because anesthesia with all the gases and emissions is planet-warming gases. So I call it the great medical reset. Your doctor will treat the climate first, and you will be happy. Doctor care takes precedence over – doctors care more about planetary care than patient care. And on that same vein, you have the American Cancer Society has fretted over the carbon footprint of cancer care, and Harvard medical students are now for the first time ever going to have climate integrated into their MD curriculum. In other words, you can't be a Harvard doctor – unless you've been indoctrinated into climate change and how climate change makes viruses worse and climate change is making everything in our society worse, and that's got to be, as a doctor, your number one concern. So we are witnessing it. It's happening. 230 medical journals have declared the response to climate change should follow the same template as the response to COVID, i.e. lockdowns and a public health emergency.
Well, and this template is consistent with all that, you know, Marxists have done traditionally, how they raise the fear levels and everything. So, again, we're reminded nothing new under the sun, and they're going to find ways to impose their will. I mean, this is what they're doing, you know, whether it has to do with, you know, with pronouns, how we deal with the climate or anything that, you know, these utopian freaks want us to get in line. And if we don't queue up properly, well, they've got ways to make us do so, right?
Yes, and what you just said is the key. What they've realized, and I mean, they've always known this, but what they've seen in real time, and they didn't even think it was possible, these Marxists. But when they saw March of 2020 that they could have basically the Green New Deal implemented overnight, you know, these are stay-at-home orders, shutting of the economy, planned recession to fight global warming, the end of airline industry, government with unbelievable power, restrictions, stay-at-home orders. They were able to issue school closures, vaccine mandates, mask mandates, close churches, close businesses, have curfews, cancel weddings, funerals, ban backyard barbecues, get-togethers, socially distance without a single vote of anyone globally. And what I mean by that is by issuing this emergency declaration, they were able to just impose this by unelected bureaucrats, by presidents, mayors, governors, prime ministers through just emergency decree. These were decrees. So now, one of the things that's happening is Joe Biden continually, almost did it last summer, wants to issue a national climate emergency. This would act as the same template as the March 2020 COVID emergency would give governors, mayors, presidents – The one environmental group estimates 130 new executive powers for Joe Biden. And they already know what they want to do with this. Start limiting gas stations. Start limiting car production. All of these consequential decisions are going to be made without a vote. And that's what we're saying, gas-powered car ban. It's already been done through executive orders in all these states. It's being done through the World Bank level, not financing it. It's being done through the banking level to consumers, that banks are announcing they're not going to give out car loans for people buying gas-powered cars. We never voted for this, but it's happening.
Exactly.
We never voted for bans on meat, but Bill Gates is now America's number one farmland owner. He's pushing lab-grown meat. We have insect food being pushed on us, all through corporate government collusion. This is a whole new ball game. This is not America of February of 2020 anymore. We are post-March 2020, and this is a new game.
And it's moving quickly, to your point, Mark Morano. We've got to go to quick break just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We got more from the executive editor and chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are millions of people in India, but only 2.4% of them know Jesus as their Savior. As a religious minority, Indian Christians often endure violent attacks due to their beliefs. Attacks on tribal Christians in central India recently left nearly 1,500 people homeless and traumatized. As horrifying as these reports are, Christ warned his followers that we will be persecuted in his name. It can be difficult for us in America to understand the fear true persecution creates, but millions of believers worldwide face that reality every day. It's crucial that we encourage people in these regions with God's Word and stand with them in prayer so that our brothers and sisters in Christ know that they are not alone in their struggles. To learn how you can pray for believers who regularly face persecution for their faith, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported the show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this year? Your one-time tax-deductible gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Make your best tax-deductible gift right now. BillMartinezShow.com.
and click the donate button. And thank you.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Fresh and Independent, just wait, like to hear from us. You know, there's a lot of places around, but very few that you will hear the truth like this, and especially with this kind of dedicated time and the quality of experts as we have, hopefully enlarge our understanding and our knowledge, you know, while the rest of the world and the rest of, even the bureaucratic forces would want to dumb us down. We're fighting against that tide and saying, look it, in this information age in which we live in, we should be all the smarter and not be victims to this effort of the globalists that want a compliant society. They've worked overtime in our kids and have conditioned our kids in such a way that they're really set up, Mark Morano. They are set up in such a way that, they're ready to go along and, surrender their sense of excellence and a higher calling and to become mediocre and compliant is what I'm seeing. Am I overreading this?
No, in fact, what they've done with the indoctrination of children today, and it's been going on for a decade plus in earnest, and, longer there's been trends, obviously, but when you combine the transgender ideology, critical race theory, climate hysteria to the point where, you kids are blamed for everything, and you add the COVID masking and the social distancing and all the COVID theater, this is a gigantic psychological operation or psychop children of this generation. So these kids are being grown up, to think a man can have a baby. They're grown up to think that they are white repressors and they're racist by birth if your skin's the wrong color and that everything's determined by your skin color. And then they are, of course, indoctrinated that the earth is going to die and that we've destroyed it and that any way of our modern living is unsustainable. And then they're taught, of course, that each other is a weapon to be avoided, that, you can get sick and die if you get too close to someone. You can kill your parents, your grandparents. This is psychological weapons to do what? To condition all of us to accept essentially a new normal. And what is that new normal? It's actually been laid out very succinctly by the Economic Forum, the Davos crowd. It's a great reset where everything is going to be turned on its head. The key advisors is a man named Yuval Harari of the World Economic Forum. And he actually talks openly about the useless eaters and most of the population being unnecessary as they turn to artificial intelligence and automation from computers. And they want to literally, they openly talked about how they want to do to the masses of people who are going to be useless. They want to give them psychotropic drugs. And maybe this is one of the reasons marijuana is being legalized everywhere to keep us all compliant. And then the second thing they want to do, they want to give us the drugs and then they want to, they want to make us to the point where we are completely just compliant with their rule, and we have no pushback to anything that they do. And, video games. They actually openly talk about video games, giving the public, and especially young people, addiction to video games to keep their minds occupied. So you won't be paying attention to the world around you, and you're more willing to accept it.
Exactly. Well, and you touched on this just a bit, and I want to reinforce this idea. At the core of all this idea, first of all, there's a new God. Almighty God doesn't exist. There's a new God, and we'll talk about that in just a moment, and now that was presented at the World Economic Forum Council meeting, I believe it was in Egypt. But the other deal is that there's just too many people. It's their estimation that the Earth cannot sustain. They said it couldn't sustain 3 billion. Well, they're really going nuts because now we're 8 billion. And, so we are beyond their expectation. And they're just rabid about this idea that we've got too many people. So what you do is you start maligning. I mean, now we're back to World War II Germany again. And we start maligning people and identifying them as less than and undeserving. And so now it's, it's justifiable to exterminate them because they're taking up good oxygen that should be given to, people of higher quality, right, as they've determined.
And we saw it. We saw this in real time. This isn't theoretical, what you just described, Bill. In my book, The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown, I have a whole chapter on what they did with vaccine passports. And
yes.
Literally, if you didn't get a vaccine, and this was globally and in the United States, you were a second-class citizen. You couldn't even go to a gym. You couldn't go to a school, university. You couldn't go to restaurants in most of the major cities. You had to have your vax card. And then you had the leader class, the ruling elite in the United States, openly talk about denying medical care to people who didn't get the vaccine. You had Justin Trudeau denying people access to their own money if you protested about the vaccine, in the case of the truckers. If someone made you coffee or donuts, they would have access to their own money cut off. How did that happen? Justin Trudeau picked up the phone, called the banking industry, and said, in good old-fashioned corporate government collusion, and said, hey, we're going to call these protesters domestic terrorists, and we have to cut their money off. First time in the history of Canada they had ever used this emergency act. Mm-hmm. And then, same thing happened with the insurance company. You got the truck insurance canceled. In my book, I detail all that. I also detail how many countries, if you didn't get the COVID vaccine, which has now proven a complete joke, right? It doesn't even prevent severe illness. It doesn't prevent transmission. Bill Gates has admitted this. Anthony Fauci has admitted it in a new paper. I mean, it's completely, people who still believe either one of the things I just said about the vaccine haven't kept up with the biggest pushers of what they're now admitting, okay? So that's not even up for dispute. But the idea is if you didn't get this vaccine, you couldn't go to a bank machine, you couldn't use it, you couldn't go to a grocery store, you were going to be monitored by the government, you were going to have no rights. This is what, and then even people in Australia, the leaders there, would openly say, that's the whole point, you shouldn't have that. They were treating them as though you were disease-ridden. And that's the whole premise, too, of critical race theory, because the idea is if you're a white person, if you're Asian, if you're not one of the protected minorities, i.e., in this case, African-American, you are literally treated as you are an oppressor, you're an evil person, and by the color of your skin, you have done evil. And that's all part of this whole Great Reset.
And the thing is that amazes me in all this, Mark, the final conclusion is it goes full circle. Because right now, it's whites that are being maligned, but then it will come back and it'll be minorities because they will find another reason, to determine that they are unworthy. Mark, real quick, if we can, I got a question from Tennessee, Bob. We went through this very quick in terms of talking about what happened in March 2020. He asks, I'm a little unclear. Maybe Mark can, go back and,
sure.
Let's retrace those steps and what happened in March 2020.
Yeah, good thing. I shouldn't assume because people, especially by giving a month to a year, people. March 2020 was the watershed moment when actually President Donald Trump signed the government declaration of emergency on COVID, which then gave vast amounts of power, vast amounts of money, and it gave governors and mayors, and there was a several series of steps that happened during March of 2020 that literally turned America from what was left of a democracy and republic into essentially a COVID dictatorship where any elected official and unelected bureaucrats could issue decrees without having to worry about votes. And these were the most consequential decisions of our lifetime, from stay-at-home orders, again, to closing businesses, to closing churches, to leaving Walmart and abortion clinics open. These were all decree without anyone voting on it. And I go in the book in detail, these emergency powers that allow this, you go, and we're still living under them, by the way. They now announced that in, I think, May they're going to end. But if you go back in my book, I go back to the Roman Republic through the Middle Ages through 1933 Germany and show that emergency powers are when the greatest abuses of government power against citizens have occurred historically, well documented. And so that's what happened here. It also goes back to 9/11. We're still living under a 9/11 2001 terrorist declaration. That's their model. We're trying to make the once free West imitate Chinese one-party authoritarian rule. These ruling class have praised China for years as being able to do what's right without the messiness of democracy. That's what March 2020 brought to the once free West. Chinese one-party rule where essentially unelected bureaucrats can just dictate the most consequential decisions. And it's continuing. Collapsing our transportation, banning gas-powered cars without a vote, banning meat without a vote, about banning energy, with using lies and deception and essentially making that happen without a vote because there's been no vote on the Green New Deal. And now we're doing it in medical care as well. You're
exactly
using anesthesia, and you're not going to
Mark quick
in that because it's for the planet.
Mark Morano, we got to leave it there. ClimateDepot.com, check it out.
Just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
USA News Update. Americans are expected to spend nearly $26 billion on Valentine's Day this year.
That's one of the highest amounts to date, up from nearly $24 billion last year. The National Retail Federation estimates that shoppers will spend an average of just over $192 per person on gifts. I'm Trey Thomas.
The suspect responsible for the mass shooting at Michigan State University on Monday night is dead. Officials say a 43-year-old man with no affiliation to the school killed three people and critically wounded five. MSU Police Interim Deputy Chief Chris Rossman.
This truly has been a nightmare that we are living tonight.
Inflation goes up another half percentage point in January, as the CPI number was released Tuesday morning. Inflation sits at 6.4% over last year. Lance Fry, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Kevin Downs is with us. Yes, we're going to be talking about this exciting new movie, which, you know me, I'm always looking at things in terms of a spiritual perspective, a biblical worldview. Things do not happen, you know, by accident. It's with a purpose. And the release of this new movie, which Kevin is producing along with John and Andrew Irwin, and I guess Josh Walsh and Daryl Lefebvre involved too, right, Kevin?
Yeah, definitely took a team effort to be able to get this one off the ground. But man, we're excited about it. The film turned out so good.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just, you know, the title of it, Jesus Revolution, and in today's society, man, don't we need that now more than ever?
Yeah, without a doubt. And sometimes it's positive to look from whence you came and where you are right now, because the thing that's been coming out loud and clear for me, I'd say in the recent years, Kevin, is God has been showing us contrast, the difference between good and evil, dark and light. And right now, this country has lost its way. And you see dark and light running a parallel existence. And I think we need to really understand what is going on. And we need to be discerners of the times. So let's pause a moment. Let's look over our shoulder and see how we got here.
Yeah, exactly that. I mean, there's a lot of parallels to how this story actually took place. True story, early 70s, late 60s, you know, about this sort of group of hippies out in the West Coast that were searching for truth, but doing it in just all the wrong places. But what they wanted is kind of what we all want, our society wants right now, which is just truth and stability and someone to guide us along the way, because there's just so much chaos that's going on in today's world. And so to kind of visit back to what happened in the early 70s in California and kind of swept the nation.
Exactly.
The cover of Time magazine even did it. You know, they did a whole article on it called Jesus Revolution, which was the inspiration for the story. And it's just really inspirational because it just gives us all this synergy and this expectation of hope and love and unity, and that's actually attainable again.
Yeah, and as you said, there's nothing new under the sun. And, you know, I find it quite fascinating. Again, we're reminded that we have this God space that God has imprinted on all of us, made in his image, and it cries out for connectivity. And here in the latter 60s and 70s, you had hippies, those that have been marginalized and ignored. And there they were just, you know, looking, like you say, looking for love in all the wrong places. But instinctively, there was something that brought them to Jesus, because it was interesting, because at that time, you can talk about parallel tracks like we have today. You had a sexual revolution and then you had a spiritual revolution taking place at the same time. I think it's quite interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, one of the things that when you look back at that time, they realize that, you know what, their life here on Earth is going to be short.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens to them? I mean, certainly in the beginning, there's the God that created us. There's no doubt about that. But then what happens when you die? I mean, we can kind of go through this search for truth and light and all of this stuff. And we can kind of make certain religions or philosophies certainly fit our own. But what these hippies found was something that was unification, and they found a God that absolutely loved them.
Mm-hmm.
And in having a faith in Jesus Christ. And it was just a beautiful thing to watch. And so it was a story that was really, we found to be very profound, and it turned out so beautiful on the screen. Kelsey Grammer, Jonathan Rumi from The Chosen, who's absolutely phenomenal. A really great cast. Joel Courtney plays Greg Laurie. You know, that's the thing I'm proud of this movie for, is that there's something for the young and old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kelsey Grammer, certainly I grew up watching Frasier.
Right, exactly.
And,
yeah.
You know, across Cheers and Frasier and all of that stuff. But then Joel Courtney, who's young, some of the younger 20s will know who he is. And then Jonathan Rumi, of course, from The Chosen, those that have caught fire and caught wind of that successful show will certainly know who he is. And they all play a major, significant role in this film, and the story and the relationships are something that's really beautiful to watch.
Kevin, how did you and the team, you know, come to really determine that this was a movie that you wanted to produce?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's, you know, we've had tidbits of this movement in a number of our projects in the past, but we've never really fleshed it out before. And certainly the first one would have been a movie called Woodlawn that we did a number of years ago. And
right. And
John Irwin, you know, when he did the research for that, he found this Time magazine article called Jesus Revolution. And when he was researching it, he was like, man, that in itself is a movie. And so we took tidbits of that and inserted it into Woodlawn. And then, you know, later on we did a documentary called Jesus Music, which
yes.
A lot of that was about what happened in Dallas and the West Coast and Expo 72 and how the origination of contemporary Christian music kind of got its start. But to really see it all fleshed out in a, you know, hour and a half to 2 hour movie story, this is the first time that we've done that. And it's very compelling. Jesus Revolution is something to see in theaters for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, in a sense, I'm glad you brought up Jesus music, because this really is a hand in glove situation. Yes, you saw the development of Christian music, contemporary Christian music, how that evolved. And of course, this was running at the same time as the Jesus Revolution was taking place. It was the soundtrack for the Jesus Revolution, in essence, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the amazing thing is, you know, we've grown up with this contemporary Christian music, at least I have for all of my life, but you don't realize how young it is. And, you know, in our story, believe it or not, there's a group called Love Song, and they kind of got their birth, or one of the original founders of contemporary Christian music, if you want to call that founder.
Yeah, right.
But you know, they kind of got their birth in Chuck Smith, Pastor Chuck Smith's living room, so to speak, in his church. And we kind of show that, we play that out, you know, in the movie. And it's something that's really fascinating to me, and just to watch how that kind of evolved.
Well, and it is amazing. Again, this is God's hand solely. And the anointing, as some of us would refer to it, upon, you know, Pastor Chuck, you know, and you demonstrate that in the Jesus Revolution, that here he was serving a church that was really dying dead. It was dead and dying. you know, thank God for his daughter being a contemporary spirit and seeing what's going on. And and even as you bring out in the movie with Pastor Chuck just saying, you know, I want to meet one of these hippies. You know, I want to, you know, and he kind of threw it out there in a way that he wasn't necessarily sincere about it, but God was.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, Chuck Smith and Lonnie Frisbee couldn't have been more opposite. But the thing that they both had in common was a sincere love for Jesus. I mean, that's the thing that brought them together. But their philosophies, or their approach, I mean, their approach to it all was definitely very different. But there's something that kind of happens, you know, when you bring the two of them together, that's really, really special. And God used them both in ways that are incredible. I mean, I know so many pastors that got their start or their spiritual birth out of this Jesus movement, this time period. And that was one of the things that drew us to it. It was like we heard so many personal stories of pastors and leaders in the church in America, no matter what their denomination was.
Exactly.
And we're like, you know, would it be great to do a movie of a story that's so compelling that shares this birth, so that the next generation can actually experience it, and the generation that had that sort of rebirth can experience it one more time.
Well, how many churches did Chuck Smith alone start? I mean, across the country, there's Calvary's
over 1,000. It's
right.
Incredible. And when you see that happen in such a short period of time, it's really mind blowing.
Yeah.
I mean, what God did. I mean, and Chuck would certainly give all the credit to God, because what he did in such a short period of time was something else.
Mm-hmm. And he was a catalyst to keep that door open and that space open for the Lonnie Frisbees and those that were disenfranchised by the traditional church, but looking for God. And Chuck was there to help lead him through the door, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. And you know, and he took some heat originally when because it was, you know, the hippies were guys that were, you know, they were on the beach, and they were definitely apart from the so-called righteous people that were going to the church. And so it was a different kind of element when he invited them in.
Exactly. Well, I want to talk about that a little bit more, Kevin. We got to go to a quick break. More from Kevin Downs after this. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America, gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Kevin Downs, the producer of the Jesus Revolution movie. And just to kind of update everybody, Kevin, the movie is coming out when and where?
Yeah, it comes out in theaters across the country, literally everywhere, as well as Canada, February 24th. We've got early access screenings on February 22nd. So we're just encouraging people, man, invite your neighborhood, invite your church, invite your friends. It's a movie for everybody, and you'll absolutely enjoy it. We need a movie like this right now. It's in theaters everywhere starting February 24th, February 22nd, early access.
Yeah, if you think we don't need this movie right now, just watch a few clips of the recent Grammy Awards, and let me tell you, we're in serious trouble. The indications here at every turn, Kevin Downs, here in this country, what's happening with our government, our educational system, our national security, it's all compromised because there is this movement to negate God, you know, from the conversation. We're turning our backs on God, and the Bible is real clear that when we do that, we dumb ourselves down, we promote chaos and lawlessness, and last time I checked, this is what's happening in the streets of America today, is it not?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's incredible how much opinions are out there to promote lawlessness. I mean, as if we can handle all of this on our own, which we
right.
can't. Certainly we can't. And all the more reason, like, we got to have a reminder to our forefathers and the story of Jesus' revolution. And you know, one of the things that's been so encouraging about, you know, we've done some pre-release screenings just to get some audience feedback and reactions. Mm-hmm. And the reactions have been all the same, and that is of excitement.
Yeah.
I mean, excitement that we could all unite around this theme of hope and love and unity and quit the fighting and the backbiting. And, mm-hmm. and the opinions that actually could tear our country down and our society down. But Jesus' revolution does the opposite of that. It really is something that is a theme and a story,
mm-hmm.
true story that really can unite America. And, you know, hats off to our partners, Lionsgate.
Yes.
When they saw the test screen of this, they're like, you guys, don't change a thing. We love the fact this movie promotes unity and love and hope.
Exactly. Well, in the midst of all the different narratives and the faux narratives and that are flying out there, this country and the people in it, and I dare I say the world, Kevin Downs, they are hungry for the truth. And this is what you're presenting. I mean, inarguably. I mean, okay, you can deny it. You know, like Pilate standing before Jesus, questioning, well, you know, what is the truth? The truth is standing before you at this very moment. Do you have eyes and ears to discern it and do something about it? Or do you want to continue on with this culture that is taking us down to the road? And what Barry Maguire wrote about years ago when I was a kid growing up and playing rock music in the early days, the eve of destruction.
Yeah, no, it's so true. I mean, look, change starts from within, right? And so we have the power to literally every day as we wake up, we have the power to change those around us. Like, we can choose to go out into the world and love on people and encourage people and lift them up, or we can choose to go out and tear people down and break them down. And so, you know, I think we need examples of how this has happened in the past and how it can happen again in the future. And again, what our hope and our prayer is with the movie Jesus Revolution is that we could provide that example to our society.
Well, it's been said that true love is manifest when you love the unlovable. And this is what Pastor Chuck did. I mean, these young kids coming, you know, down from Haight-Ashbury and even in Southern California, looking for love in all the wrong places, but knowing instinctively when they found it. You know, initially they came down, as you said, hippies, barefoot, off the beach, new carpet. I mean, my goodness, new carpet. We got to save new carpet more than souls. It was a comment which was so precious, and that was so insightful by Pastor Chuck. And then
real life, what he did, we didn't show this in the movie just because of budget purposes, but he actually ripped out the carpet. literally
wow.
happened. Yeah.
Well, I love the scene though that also that he was washing the feet of the hippies as they were coming in, and here's the traditionalist, you know, standing outside watching this going, what is this all about? You know, Chuck Smith playing Jesus, washing the feet of the people. That was just to mitigate the concern they had that somehow their dirty feet were going to mess up the carpet. But yeah, I had not heard the story that he tore the carpet out. That's good.
Tore it out, yeah.
Wow.
He didn't want that to be an excuse. He's like, okay, let's just rip it out.
Right.
And but, you know, washing of the feet, you know, obviously drives home the point, maybe even clearer, that, you know, I'm gonna come in and serve and love on these people and be the example that Jesus set before us.
Exactly.
And man, is that so powerful. It's powerful in the movie, and that was the first scene that I saw with the movie cut together, and I was a mess. I was a wreck. I was
what
can I do to literally show this out and be this example to my world that I live in and the people that I come across?
Exactly. You know, as you were sharing about, Lonnie Frisbee and Chuck Smith, you know, is played by Kelsey Grammer and Jonathan Rumi, is that the heart of servanthood, it was so obvious. I mean, they really were followers of Jesus, and they caught the idea of serving one another. And boy, I'll tell you, that's a testimony and expression and demonstration of love like no other, isn't it?
It sure is. I mean, you know, I mean, just when you take a kind of a microcosm of that, when we go around and we serve those around us, let's say our family members, when we serve those around us, it really feeds into a peaceful environment, right? And so if we did that in our country, in our community, where we were just serving one another, man, how would that change? It would change things so radically and so dynamically. And I, you know, my hope is, and my prayer is that we can get back to that place. And you know, but sometimes we need an example. We need to see how it was kind of modeled out before us, and that's exactly what this movie shows.
Well, God, time and again, demonstrates in His Word the renewal process, starting with the book of Genesis. There was a renewing that took place, and time and again, there's been that cycle. Of course, after the flood, other things. You know, God is sovereign over all this. And meanwhile, again, in terms of contrast, Kevin, you know, I believe that we have what has been defined by the Bible as wheats and tares, you know, goats and sheep. They're alongside one another and they will be separated. And God has to come in because, you know, we each have to operate in the lanes that God has designed for us. There's only one Jesus. All right. And nobody else can play that role, but only Jesus Himself. And we need to, at this time, discern and understand, okay, God, what is it that is in Your will that is in the role that I need to play and the lane that I need to be in? And for the Irwin brothers and yourself and the team, it is presenting, you know, the truth of the gospel, the truth of where we've been to where people can say, okay, I don't need to lose hope. I mean, that's the other thing that, for me, a big takeaway was that you really brought a freshness and a rebirth of hope for people who have thought, this is going to hell in a handbasket. What's going to happen here? Well, God has done it before, and He'll do it again. And if it takes another revolution like the Jesus Revolution, well, then hang on, because, you know, something has got to give here. We cannot continue with all this gender confusion. You know, the precious young people that Jesus had said, you know, told His apostles, don't you dare keep them away from Me. You know, they need to come to Me. And what's happening right now in education and in other parts of our culture, you know, the children are being robbed from God. And these are precious, precious in His eyes. And God's not going to stand for this. And there needs to be a renewal. And I think people will be greatly encouraged in seeing this movie to understand that God has been there before. He's been there again, and He will continue to fulfill the promises that He gave us until we're with Him in heaven.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, man, amen to that. It's, you know, we've never before in the history of our movies have we ever shown the gospel as clearly as it's presented in this film. And even the baptism sequences are just done.
I know.
So.
Boy, if that doesn't bring tears to your eyes, I mean, you talk about, you know, man, I'm watching, and I remember hearing about that. I grew up in Southern California, but I was, you know, I was an ardent Catholic, but eventually, as things should happen, I end up, you know, going to Calvary and appreciating, because I wanted to be a student of the Word of God, and Chuck Smith was the classic teacher, right?
Wow. So this is personal for you.
Oh, without a doubt. No, big time. Big time. Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know that. When we started this interview, I did not know that.
Oh.
I mean, which is exactly my point. It's like it's personal for so many people, and I love that. I love that about it.
Well, Kevin, we got to leave it there. Always appreciate the time. Remind everybody the movie Where, When, and How.
Yeah, Jesus Revolution. It opens in theaters nationwide. It's over 2,000 screens. So it will be opening near you Friday, February 24th. How long it lasts, I don't know. You got to go opening weekend. We all compete against each other. But there's some early access previews Wednesday, February 22nd. So just check your local theater. I'm sure it's playing. You can get tickets right now.
JesusRevolution.movie, right?
That's where you can check out more. And you can Google Jesus Revolution and all sorts of stuff will come up.
You got it. Kevin Downs, thank you. Awesome. God bless.
get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.